Come stai? How are you all doing? The day was exciting. Prasad was nice. Lot of fun. No rest. That's exciting. Do you have to make any announcement?
No, I'll make Madhya and watch.
You made it on.
I'll make the Madhya.
Okay. Hare Krishna. This goes on till what time? This class?
This goes on to 9 o'clock.
9.
If we can just have 20 minutes at the end for question and answer.
Okay. You see, I'm going to discuss this poetry by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also sing it. So should I sing it before the question and answer, after the question? Before? Ravi? Should I sing the song before question and answer?
Before maybe.
Before maybe better.
Yeah.
Fine. Hare Krishna. So, are you ready for the class? Are you ready for more fun?
Yes.
Okay. So we will, this morning we discussed about Shikshashtakam, and today we will start off with the first verse of Shikshashtakam. Do you remember what's the meaning of the word Shikshashtakam? Shiksha means teaching, and Ashtakam means age. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his teaching in 8 verses. So the first one goes like Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Do you like Sanskrit? So this verse is in Sanskrit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote in Sanskrit. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Bhava Maha Dabadmi Nirvapa. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Vittavadhu Jivanam. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Pratipadam Purnam Ritashwaranam. Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Should we recite this verse together? Does everybody have a copy of this song? Copy of this text? Yeah, page number 16. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Anandam buddhi vardhanam.
Anandam buddhi vardhanam.
Pratipadam.
Pratipadam.
Purnamritashvadanam.
Purnamritashvadanam.
Sarvatma snapanam.
Sarvatma snapanam.
Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
So, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Cheto means mind, Cheto also means consciousness. So Cheto here specifically means mind. Mind and is Cheta, and Darpana means mirror. Marjanam cleanses. So in the first verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining the meaning or the purpose or the effect of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He came, he gave Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and now he is explaining what this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is and what this Hare Krishna Mahamantra does when we chant this Mahamantra. So, the first effect of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Cheta Darpana Marjanam. The mirror of the mind is cleansed. If the mirror is dirty, then can you see your reflection? Can you see your face in the mirror? No. Rather, you get a distorted impression of yourself. So in the material nature, we have a distorted impression of ourselves due to the dirty mind that we have, the contaminated consciousness that we have. And you know what is that distorted impression of ourselves is called? The distorted impression of ourselves is called false ego. False ego, wrong identity. How our identity is wrong in the material nature? Because in the material nature, we all are trying to become the Lord and Master. Whereas, actually, we are supposed to be the servants of Krishna. In our constitutional position, in our actual identity, our real spiritual identity is that we all are servants of Krishna. But because of our contaminated consciousness, what happens? Our identity becomes distorted. Instead of realizing that we are servants of Krishna, we are thinking that we are the lords and masters of this material. So when we chant Hare Krishna, then what happens? When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Cheta Darpana Marjanam, our consciousness becomes purified. And in purified consciousness, we begin to realize that we all are servants of Krishna. How many of you realize that you all are servants of Krishna? Please raise your hands. Very good. So we all are servants of Krishna. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nityadas. Now why is this happening? Now why are you realizing that you are servants of Krishna? Because you are chanting Hare Krishna. Before you started to chant Hare Krishna, what are you thinking yourselves to be? You are thinking that you are the Lord and Master. But now you are recognizing that you are the servants and maidservants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. And when the mirror of the mind, or when our consciousness becomes purified, and we recognize our actual identity, then what happens? Bhava maha dabhagna nirbhavana. This material nature is compared to a forest fire. The forest fire is blazing. Once you get trapped into the forest fire, it's very difficult to get out of it, or it's very difficult to extinguish the forest fire. So, but what happens? That the forest fire of the material existence becomes, that fire becomes extinguished. Nirvapanam. Nirvapanam means extinguished. The forest fire, bhava, bhava means material nature. Mahadavagni. Davagni means forest fire. And maha means great. This terrible, great, great forest fire of this material existence becomes extinguished. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. And then what happens? Shriya kairava chandrika vitaranam. Have you seen the lotus that blooms at night? That white lotus that blooms at night, fortunately, actually, this is called, this kind of lotus is called Kumud. Or in Sanskrit, another name is Kairava. And this, generally, lotuses bloom during the day due to the appearance of the sun. But this particular lotus blooms at night due to the appearance of the rays of the moon. So this rays of the moon is very soothing. And in that soothing moonshine, these lotuses blossom. Similarly, our hearts also is compared to a lotus, and this lotus actually blooms with the moonbeams of full moon of this spiritual consciousness. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Bitaranam. This holy name radiates, Bitaranam, distributes the Kairava Chandrika, the moonbeam, the white rays of the moon that makes the lotuses blossom at night. And this is Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Vidya means transcendental knowledge. Bodhu means friend. Who is our real friend? Our real friend is the transcendental knowledge. Because that knowledge delivers us from our miserable condition in this material world, which is the life and soul of a devotee. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Anandam buddhivardhanam. As a result of that, the ocean of joy, the ocean of bliss keeps on expanding. It's the transcendental effect, the spiritual effect of chanting of the holy name appears in the form of bliss. We all want joy. We all want to enjoy, don't we? Enjoy means to experience joy. Is there anybody who doesn't want to enjoy? Everybody wants to enjoy. That's a constitutional nature. And the real enjoyment actually comes from receiving Krishna consciousness that is available through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. In the material nature, okay, let us discuss about this point a little. Ananda ambuddhi means an ocean of joy. Vardhanam continues to